Nah, those commercials where they're like, I need to be rough. They're like, it sounds like they're whispering in your ear. Them shits piss me. I want to throw my fucking remote at the TV, my guy. No joke.
Bro, some dude comes up to you.
And your car is being towed. Like, fuck you, man.
So it's like, Joseph, your zipper is down. What?
God, thank you, though.
Jesus Christ.
God damn it.
Trying to help a brother out. Get slept.
I hope that was heard.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
I hope y'all heard that. Yo, what's happening? It's your boy, Javi the Hefe, Young Javi, Good Body, Javi and Malo, Javi the Swag, Poppy, Javi, shit, man. AKA.
I figured you'd trip yourself up.
Fucked up, man.
You're going so fast.
You
was eating, and I figured you're
going to
fuck up.
AKA Javi with the pizza, FKA X Me, AKA Mr. I Hate AKAs, and we back with another edition of In the Cup Podcast. I'd like to introduce my guest, I'm just fucking up.
Technically, don't say Try House anymore because...
I mean, I'm not finna just cancel out Eric because
we're not canceling out, but he's not here.
But he's still a part of the team.
He's not here, but he's here.
He's here in spirit. Yeah, big balls, no nuts, no nuts, big balls.
All right, that's fair. I do miss that. Not gonna lie.
That's the shit.
They might not be his balls, but it's okay.
But yeah, Malik.
What's up? It's Malik Muhammad, aka Simba, aka Appendicitis Survivor. What's good?
Dumb shit.
You can die from appendicitis.
Guess, yeah, he is vibing. He did.
I want to say it's probably like a 1% chance.
No, it's not.
What is the percentage?
I don't know, but he looked it up.
He depends. It depends on how long you have appendicitis. Mm. If you have it from 24 to 72 hours,
they told me
you could die. There's a chance of mortality, yeah.
What?
They told me if I had came an hour before I got to the hospital, it would have ruptured. And that would have been worse.
That's crazy.
And that shit is one pain that I do not put on anyone.
Appendixless ass nigga.
Yeah, that's you had an appendix, bro. You got no opinion.
Here's the thing, though. Do you even
need You don't need it. Appendix, right? No, you don't need it.
Appendix. It's like you don't need both kidneys, but it's there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel. But I'd like to introduce guest host returning again, Mr. Joe Vasquez.
I'm back. You can find me on Instagram at Joe Vasquez 23. Xbox at the Swaggy J 123.
Xbox, yes sir.
I'm single, ready to mingle, ladies. 7 or below, I know my worth. So y'all just hit me up, slide into the DMs. We got the ISO Joe merchandise coming out soon.
Joe Bucks.
Yeah, the Joe Bucks. Go ahead and get you a couple Joe Bucks. Non-redeemable. Have no real cash value. But they come back to me, so you know.
Get some Joe Bucks.
Help a brother out.
Some Joe memorabilia.
Yeah.
I fuck with it. All right, and we like to fuck Tito. So
you just said we would like to fuck Tito. Pause.
All right, yeah. Okay.
That probably stands for some people out there.
Yeah. Oh no, nothing against it at all, but I'm just saying like
what? It was more like a let's introduce. You know what? Never mind. Fuck Tito. That's kind of like...
You know what? Go ahead and introduce yourself, because he just being disrespectful.
Nah, fuck that. No.
Go ahead.
Yo, my shooter here. What's happening? What you trying to do?
Yeah, Joe is officially Easton Shooter. I got this cult defender in my hand.
It's Tito, T-I-T-O. It's my nickname, a.k.a. Jamar. Follow me on Instagram, GIOMARSAJCHE.
Why are y'all not breaking eye contact? That was weird.
It's my boy, you know what I'm saying?
You're also spelling really fast, my guy. you gotta get time people break out the notepads.
Yeah, they gotta break out fucking Instagram and then hit the at first and then hit the...
They gotta rewind the pod.
It's cool, you know? No, it's whatever. But, you know, I'm 5'6" and a half, you know, so my tall queens, if you're looking for some baby love, I'm right here for you. You know
oh, my God.
Some baby love. Trying to make a D1 athlete, you know what I'm saying? Just sliding the DMs, but, you know.
Oh my God. Message me,
whatever. Homeboy is athletically gifted. I will give you that.
That was hilarious.
But
was the six and a half part that got me.
But fam, you finna have like a Julian Newman.
No, sir. No, sir. Listen.
You have to climb that bitch.
Listen. I'm going to have to really find someone.
You got to find a tree.
But here's the thing.
Really find someone.
You know what I realized? A study came out.
Make sure you say it with your chest. I don't know.
No, I'm... Yeah. So, a study recently just came out that a lot of women don't even prefer tall men.
That's a damn lie.
No. It's like, nothing against tall men. Joseph's tall. That's my boy, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of women, they...
6'3", ladies.
Yeah.
Jarosca's 23. Jarosca's 23.
Yeah, 6'3", right here. Yeah, I'm not gifted like that, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of women are willing to overlook that if the man has a... good characteristics, you know what I'm saying? Good moral values.
See, that's why this nigga being positive. Exactly. Nigga looking for a new boo.
Because he's single as fuck. That's what it is.
My thing is like, listen, I'm short. I get it.
I gotta have some kind of shtick.
I gotta, you know, compensate with something else.
You can't be a piece of shit.
Exactly.
You don't have enough leeway.
You don't have right that option. God. Yeah.
Lord, please bless me with a tall woman, you know what I'm saying? I need the help. But, you know, that's
it's up to him.
I like tall women. But I like all women, you know? Spread the love.
Even trans women? There's only one right answer to this.
I mean, you are who you are.
No. That's not it. But that's a good answer.
Love who you want to love.
That's a good answer, too.
Love who you want to love.
Okay, all right.
I got you.
I was stuck for a second. I ain't know.
The answer I thought you was going to say was like, she's a woman, right? Bet.
I mean... love who you
want to
love.
You put yourself in that position again. I was like, all right, here we go.
Love who you want to love, you know what I'm saying? Man, I wouldn't say that's my cup of tea, but you know, love who you want to love.
We get it, bro.
I'm trying to, I don't want people to look back, you know, when I'm like at this level of fame or whatever and be like, oh, look, he said this back 17 years ago, you know what I'm saying? We got to cancel him or whatever, you know?
Fame, you blow up on TikTok recently or what?
Yo, stop. Yo, you blew up on one video. I love you.
Pro soccer player, bro. I'm here for it, though.
I'm trying, right?
But I'm going to try out next year.
Do it, bro. Yeah, do you, Foro is a good team. A lot of politics, though. And their first team, so much drama. But they're a good team. They got a great field.
Don't
hear
the whole shit out.
The owners are right.
I'm going to say, Indica supports... has no preference on Division II UPSL soccer teams.
Yeah.
We love them all. You know, spread the love.
Love who you want to love.
Love who you want to love.
Give my man a contract, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. That's our joke.
Give me a coaching contract. I've given up playing soccer, to be honest.
Tragic.
Then you have no appendix.
Yeah, that kind of plays a key factor in that.
That I don't have an appendix?
Soccer. Yeah.
Oh, you want to play on the team? Do you have an appendix?
No? That's on the sheet.
That's a non-negotiable.
Gotta go.
It's on the questionnaire.
Yeah, you can't even try out for us.
Yeah, the rest at the beginning of the game, they're like, you got cleats, shin guards, appendix?
No, I got it.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Damn.
Pack it up.
You're too violent.
Ooh.
You.
Yeah. You just see me as a... You saw me in high school, like, freaking... parallel tackle somebody.
Oh, nigga, he went.
I really thought he was going to say paralyzing kids.
Because that's what he was doing for sure.
I
saw two games.
No, that was enough. You saw more than that.
Yeah.
He saw like 8 games or something.
Nah, I was out there a lot. I coached a game.
No, you didn't.
A soccer game? Not the varsity.
Oh.
JV.
Throw that on the resume.
Yeah. Undefeated in soccer.
Really?
Stop playing with me.
Shit, I can't say that.
Won that one game.
I definitely can't say that. I remember we played in the Dallas Cup 1 year. And we actually played the team that won the whole thing. Smacked my team 26-0. They didn't stop scoring.
26-0.
And then we played the team that played the team that won in the finals. So Solar, I think FC Dallas won it, and they played Solar in the finals. So we played both of their teams. I don't know why. We were in the worst group stage. They smacked us 23-0. So it was bad. It was really bad.
Yeah.
Represent though. Aces.
How many of them are playing professional soccer now?
I don't know.
Probably a few.
Probably a few of them. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, but fuck those guys, man. But also love who you want to love.
Yeah,
love
exactly. Yeah, it's crazy. Like Malik is the one with the fucking topics, and he left the room.
He's leaving. He was talking about how hard he works at Kroger pushing carts,
right,
and has to grind for the money, and yet he paid like an extra $5 to have someone drop off Chick-fil-A.
Mad as shit about them $5.
Yeah, he's mad as fuck.
Oh, man.
It's a vein on his forehead.
So it's been a minute since you've been on the pod. Shit, since I seen your ass, honestly. Was it the summer?
I don't know. It's been a while.
Probably.
It's
been a while. So what's new? What's new with you?
Man, I've been lifting a lot.
Took my cheese. I ain't say you could take my cheese, ho.
I took one slice of cheese.
Ain't nobody. When you ain't asked for the cheese.
Did that just get dropped off?
Yeah, you paid an extra $5 and put cheese on that shit.
That's crazy.
It was 50 cents for a slice of cheese, but then I saw the cheese in there. I was like, I don't need to pay 50 cents. You got a piece of cheese.
Hope that cheese ain't old.
Like that 2016 sausage. She was 4 years old.
It's okay. If I die on your floor, that's on you.
Nigga, you just got your appendix taken out, bro.
I'll drag your ass out.
This man, that's risky.
Nah, whatever.
Now you saying that, now I'm freaking out, bro. All right, I'm putting the cheese on the sandwich.
You should freak out, and it's melting because the chicken hot.
Take the motherfucking cheese.
Nigga, run me my cheese, nigga.
He needs that 50 cents.
I want my cheese back.
What's 50 cents?
I'm kidding, Malik.
Bro, you're
not really about to take that cheese off, are you?
That's, I was, bro. I was scared, bro.
Yeah, the cheese gonna be left on it. Eat that motherfucker and waste my cheese.
Yeah, I'm fucking hold that cheese.
I want the cheese. Sicko.
Anyway, back to you, Tito. Yeah.
Man, I've just been working out a lot, lifting a lot, gained like 8 pounds muscle. So I've really been working out, man. School, working at Apple, and just trying to get my life together.
I don't fuck with it at all.
Yeah, I don't need it.
Too fucking positive.
Too structured.
It's really killing me, man.
It's too organized. I don't like it.
You've always been organized and you've always been about your money, but the positive thing, that one's tipping me off.
Man, everything's got to change.
I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong. Nigga, you holding it in. I feel like you're not changed. You're just holding back.
Here's the thing. It's a process, right?
That's fair.
So I got, it's easy for me to think of just like, negativity, right, but saying negativity, it's like thinking about slapping someone and slapping someone, two different things, right? I can think about slapping you all day, but I'm not gonna have any consequences, but the day I slap you, I'm still not getting out. I'm gonna have some consequences.
You're gonna be put in the fucking ground.
So it's like, bro, I choose to be positive because I know the consequences of negativity. Ruin my whole day just for being negative to you.
So here's my question.
Who are you and what have you done with Tito?
No, that's not my question. So my question is it more you wanting to change or more your fear of the consequences from your negative personality?
I want to say it's both. I feel like I've burned a lot of bridges that I regret because I was negative.
Okay.
And broke a lot of windows.
Yeah.
You broke a window?
Yeah, North Hills.
That was Penny. That wasn't him.
Nah, I feel like
so it. You actually remember.
Bro, we ran.
That's the thing, bro. In your mind, Tito broke the window.
Yeah.
But in reality, he didn't break the window.
He's trying to change.
The window is you. That's you, bro.
Yeah, that's your
perception. What I'm trying to explain right now.
Oh, okay.
You're wrong person.
You are a window.
You know what? You're not even. Tito's a toxic one. You're Jamar.
Yeah. I'm Jamar.
Yeah. Oh, nice, dude.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, you're Jamar.
I don't even bring that name up
anymore. I want Tito.
I want Tito, too. I give it to Wednesday because you know how everybody, we're going to come over here, we're going to have a game and tournament.
Yeah.
I give it to Wednesday because I know when Lucas start talking shit, it's going to come out.
I'm not worried about that, man.
Hey.
It's going to come out.
We're hanging out on Wednesday.
Come through.
Oh, yeah. They're having a game and tournament. Hopefully. I was just going to.
Hopefully.
I don't know if I'll be here.
Why? Where are you going?
Work.
What time you got work?
It's 9:45 to 6.
We'll be here.
The fuck? I don't get off till 5. They wouldn't come until 6.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We weren't doing this all day. We was coming at 6.
I do got to hit the gym now.
That's fine.
That's how I stay positive, too. You know?
We hitting.
That's how I release my anger.
We hitting a...
See, he holding it. It's not a change, bro.
It is a change. Because the first step is realizing there's a problem.
Exactly. Which he's
the
done.
Second step is making a plan to solve the problem.
Exactly.
And then somewhere in his plan, he has, all right, I need to take this negative energy and I need to put it somewhere else.
He's putting it in the gym.
Because the problem is his negativity going on to other people.
Exactly.
But if he throws it into the weights, not only is he benefiting in the 8 pounds that he's gained, he's now over 100 pounds, But but also his personal bag. His personal relationships are benefiting.
But let me speak on that. You know how much I was when I graduated high school?
75.
119.
Oh.
That's lying.
75. You were a plate.
You're terrible.
No,
but
man.
I still love you.
Oh my god, that's weird.
I will slap the shit out you, dog. Look, I'm not.
Then we gonna have some problems.
I'm not that's just see, if you slap the shit out of him and he's like, "Oh, it's fine, whatever." No. That's when it's fake.
Yeah. See,
that's when.
Let me
fake.
Get it off.
I will grab that.
We're only like
I'm
10 minutes
something.
In. Let's do it at the
I'm
end.
Grabbing something.
Oh yeah, let's wait to the end.
Yeah,
let's wait
before everything gets destroyed.
What I'm saying. Watch.
See, all right, this is the Tito I like. Yeah.
Watch. Wait till Wednesday. Watch.
Okay.
Wait till Wednesday.
Nah, don't let them instigate. I'm Team Jumar right now.
Yeah. Man, fuck
I'm
that.
Team Tito. Fuck nah, that.
Y'all. Man, I was so happy when I discovered Tito. Like, is it vodka?
Huh?
Is it? I think it's vodka.
Oh,
or
Tito's
rum.
Tito's.
It's rum. There we
Wait,
go.
Wait, what?
Tito's the alcohol.
The rum.
That's
rum.
Vodka.
Oh, rum.
It's vodka.
I think it's rum.
No, it's vodka. No, sorry. It doesn't say
vodka,
Tito's vodka,
bro.
It's vodka, right?
Yeah, it's okay. Vodka.
Tito's vodka. You're right. My fault. Because I'm seeing the bottle in my head.
But yeah, when I saw that, I was like, "This is Tito.
It is vodka.
This is Tito, like for sure. Like every wild store you know got vodka in it.
Could be
wildest motherfucker I know, Tito.
I like
this
clear
nigga
alcohol.
Is human vodka.
I do not.
I fuck with clear alcohol.
I like dark. Hmm? I'm gonna be honest. If I have clear,
I bet
that's how I know I'd be ignorant.
But dark vodka or dark liquor gives you like a worse hangover.
I'm gonna be honest.
You gotta sit that to like chill. Like I chill.
Dark alcohol.
Yeah.
Like whiskey, I'll drink slow. Tequila. Yeah.
Oh, you gotta knock that shit
drink
back.
Drink my people.
Yeah.
You gotta throw it back.
What you know about that?
Yeah.
Nah, I've been around y'all for too long.
That's fair.
Yep, you wasn't drinking with them.
No, he said he's been around us too long. Cause
I know a lot about alcohol, even though I don't drink, which is crazy.
I feel like if you drink it, you would be off the rails.
I feel like, I don't know why, I feel like I'd be aggressive.
Nigga,
yo, that's what I mean, off the rails.
It boosts like who you are.
Your confidence.
Yeah.
Like a lot like of our friends, when they get alcohol in them, all of a sudden their confidence goes through the roof.
It's kind of like a Captain America serum, where if you're good, it makes you better.
Yeah.
But if you're bad... Makes
you
worse.
Yeah.
You're catching on.
That's what I'm saying. Watch Wednesday. We're playing COD. We're playing Dragon Ball Z Universe.
We're
going to be playing
Tekken. We're playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be playing Tekken. And look, Lucas going to be like, you ain't shit, little boy. You ain't shit, little boy.
It's a
you
test.
You ain't shit, little boy.
These are the tests.
I saw the little reaction to that.
I'm going to laugh at it.
I saw the little reaction.
You saw it too.
Here's where I'm going to laugh. Because I have probably like 7 witnesses of me smacking this dude.
Oh no!
Back to back.
Hey,
like
but it's
we,
bad.
We played like 5 games, right?
In a row,
and we trade like we switch guns every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And Snipers I beat him like double digits. Like it was really bad. It was really bad. And then he still has a nerve.
And
like,
he ceases to lie about it.
Good, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what?
but
I'm good,
you're
bro.
Not good, but you know,
you're talking to Tito. I'm Gmar.
Yeah,
you're talking to the wrong person, man. Come on.
Who are you talking to, bro?
Yeah.
But according to him, though, he's the reason why you threw your console in the pool.
What?
Malik can tell you that's false.
Ethan, look at me. I was there for all 5. No.
I'm just a messenger, bro.
He was. So we were actually playing, but we were playing together. It was him, me, and Gabe. And I was like, you know what? I feel like I'm too addicted to this. I didn't like that. Because I'm just not productive. Like, when I was playing, I was just not productive. So he was on the. I told him, I was like, you know, I'm going to throw this in the pool. They're like, no, you're not. And Lucas is like, yeah, you're going to throw it in the pool because you're not better than me. And I was like, okay, yeah, let me just unplug my headset and throw it in the pool now because I don't want to hear you talk no more. Like, that's how it went. But yeah, no, he's
all self control.
Yeah.
How positive? That's not
a
positive move, though.
That's a toxic move.
I feel like it was, though, because I spent a lot more time in the gym. I'm trying to learn French.
Hey, not me too.
Yeah, dude. It's hard. I didn't think it was going to be that hard, but the pronunciation
French,
is
Chinese.
Is different.
Yeah.
French
is
different. Chinese, and there's another language.
You mean
French?
You mean Mandarin?
Sorry,
Chinese is not
Cantonese.
A language.
Cantonese. My fault.
Yeah.
My fault.
That's my fault.
Good. So
it's like saying the country of Muslim or Islam when it's a, you know.
Yeah,
it
was French,
that's
Cantonese,
so
and hold on, is there a language name for Japanese, or is it called Japanese?
It's called Japanese.
It's called Japanese.
Well, this nigga sending shit and he ain't fucking
damn sit. Pull up. So Eric, you gonna send something on the pot on Instagram, but you ain't gonna pull up. Tragic.
fuck.
What was good, bro? Oh, are you on Duolingo? What are you doing?
No, I'm just learning it through YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like French 101 or something.
Duolingo. I'm on Duolingo. That shit.
How much is it?
I think it's the oven still.
What?
I was wondering what the smell was.
Duolingo. I'm doing it.
Sponsored by Duolingo.
Sponsored by Duolingo. You know, I want to learn a language.
Make sure you learn another language so you can impress that honey at the club.
Dude, French is like a sexy English.
Yeah, it's almost like Spanish, baby.
Yeah, it's high.
Can you imagine speaking Spanish and then speaking French? It's game over.
It's over. You can literally put, I speak English, Spanish, and French, and your DMs are going to be flooded.
Flooded. So, ladies, I do speak English, Spanish, and a little French.
Yeah. I don't speak very much French, but yeah, we can make a conversation happen.
Slide on in. They're open. The water is fine.
Y'all can meet at the bibliothèque.
Bibliotheca?
That's Spanish.
Such a dumbass.
I thought that's what she was going for. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Nigga, we talking French. This is a different language.
Say something else in French other than hi, goodbye, hello, and any of that other shit right now.
C'est la vie.
La bibliothèque. How about that?
Oui, little French woman.
All right, say your name. Say, my name is Ethan.
My name is Ethan.
In French.
No, not what you asked.
You're losing this war.
You have two motherfucking questions.
Yeah, you're gonna, exactly.
You get one question.
Yeah.
And you blew it.
What is it, actually? What is it?
Je m'appelle Ethan.
Yeah.
So what new music you listening to?
Oh man, this dude from LA. He used to write, produce, and mix for like The Weeknd, Drake, like a lot of big names. His name is Blast. Shout out Blast. Dropped an album. Bro, he's solid. He's really good.
That's crazy.
He's really, really good.
And I really thought that the first thing you would have said was Day Trip.
No.
Stream Day Trip.
Day Trip. That's
Sue Surf?
Bitch, me.
What are you
talking about?
Oh, that's right. Day Trip.
Bitch, yeah.
I forgot. Stream
Day Trip.
Yo.
Shout out.
I'm about to shoot this motherfucker.
Hey, man.
Fuck T.O. and GMR.
Both of them gotta go. No.
For real?
No, listen to that dude. I think you'll like him. He's like R&B, but like with a cool Cali vibe. He's fire, bro. I'm telling you. He be rapping about that real shit, too. I think you would like him. Blast. BLXST.
BLXST.
Yeah, from instead of the A to X. Yeah, he's smooth, man. I really like him. See, if I were to make music, I would make music like that. Like, I'm giving you bars, but I'm like seducing your girl, but at the same time, I'm sending a message.
What was that dude's name? GMR has
not changed, bro.
No, I'm saying
GMR is not different.
That's Tito.
That's Tito. What's that dude that you put me on? Dragon Ball Durag?
Thundercat. You know Thundercat. Do you know Thundercat?
No.
Thundercat. Like,
I'm not a big music
show? No, not the show. The artist.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, he got some hits. He straight up is like, Malik, go listen to Dragon Ball Durag. I'm like, what the fuck? Go fine. Give it a try.
I'll stream that on the way home.
It's
in my nice car, ladies.
Hey, that Mercedes.
Yeah, I'm about to
a white Mercedes.
My shit, yeah. Next time we have this fucking pod, this shit's just gonna have no wheels.
Listen.
Everyone listen to this pod and be like, we're gonna fucking jump this motherfucker.
6'3", handsome, and he's got a white Benz.
And he finna be a doctor.
Come on, man.
And he speaks Spanish and French,
and
ladies.
French and English.
Do your thing.
What else do you want? Like, what else do you want? Shit. This man,
hey. Bitch broke my heart.
Drug dealer.
Yeah, that's kind of.
What? All they want is a drug dealer.
Nigga with tattoos that has nothing going for him.
Man, I want a chest.
You disrespecting me? What's up?
Bitch, you have something going for you. What are you talking about?
Damn, yeah, this man's just in the Navy and almost passed his medical test to be a medic.
So,
hey, that's good. That's tough.
That was
right, so my shooter, right?
Huh?
You my shooter, right?
I'm your shooter.
You're a shooter.
Shoot myself?
Yeah.
go ahead.
Yo, you shot him in the foot.
Wait,
with
that one.
Huh? You trying to be EMT?
When I was in the Navy, I was supposed to be a medical personnel. They do a serious test at the end of each week, and like each day they go over like a major topic, and you have to learn all that shit for the test.
I told him, like, get an earpiece, put me in your ear, I will answer that questions for you, but I'm not going out in the battlefield and that shit. Like, you have to figure all that shit out. That's on you, bro.
I feel like the way that the criteria, like, as fast paced as the criteria is, like, them niggas don't know nothing. Like, right? It's all on the job training.
War. Like, if you die out there, it's like, okay, yeah, it's kind of what's supposed to.
I don't have enough guys to fix exploded fucking head. Like,
oh, you're missing your leg. Okay,
shit. Let me open my book.
Ice, step on nigga. Ice.
I got a band-aid for you. Yo, have you seen the TikTok? Yeah, I know. Really got a band-aid. Oh my god.
Here's some salty guys.
Like a motherfucker, like I have something going on, like, oh, I'm dying of cancer, and then it's like the school nurse will come in with fucking ice.
Ice that shit, crackers, your band-aid.
Take some saltines too. Have a good one.
Bro,
see you back in the base, maybe.
That used to piss me off. You go there, you really be sick. What do? All I can do is give you some ice chips and some saltines, and I send you back to class.
I'm dying.
That's the job.
I have appendicitis.
That's why you got to get cool with the teachers. Give you some fucking Pepto or something.
Tito wasn't cool with the teachers, though.
You know Jamar would be.
You know what's crazy? Is I really thought I wasn't cool with the teachers.
Nah, Tito. I was cool with Tito. I ain't fuck with Jamar. Jamar didn't exist in high school.
Oh, listen to him.
That's facts.
Jamar exists. No, actually, I've known Tito all my life. This is my first time meeting Jamar.
This nigga new.
This man crazy.
Like, for real.
Shit. Trying to better myself.
Nah, fuck all that, man.
You gotta realize, when I first met Tito, it's because I failed a grade, and he would always remind me of it.
Oh my god.
Every day. Talk about a bully. This 5'4" nigga would bully me every day.
Why you take 2 inches from me?
Back then, I grew a lot more.
I gave you five. I said 5'4" though.
I really was like 5'2".
I just tried to help you out.
For real?
I was short, bro. I was short. And 119? Oh my god.
This nigga said it was.
I will say this, though. I will say this. In high school, Tito dated, like, the hottest girl.
Oh, the
in high school, bro.
About Juliana?
Who is now, like, a model.
Yeah. Oh, she was a model at the time, wasn't she?
I was like, okay.
She a model now?
All
right. Yeah. Crazy
shit. She's still a model. She signed... Actually, I really don't know. I heard that she signed to another agency. Or she signed to two agencies. But I really don't know.
Certified fine as fuck.
Wasn't she at the party that at Lucas's birthday party shit?
No, that was Alana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you were drinking Hennessy that night.
I wasn't drinking nothing, and I just
weren't drinking anything. You still got the prison room?
Yeah, nigga, I don't remember no. I don't remember faces. If I ain't talked to you,
she's like 5'10".
Both of them.
Alana?
No, Juliana.
Oh, she's tall.
Alana's short.
Alana Henry?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love Alana. Yeah. Shouts out to Alana. She's probably like 5'.
She's 5'3".
Nigga, I walked into a lot of like crazy shit at the school y'all went to. The one craziest shit was like this. I was like, this fucking school is wild. This short ass nigga right here was like on the stairs kissing his motherfucking girl.
Keep in mind, I'm like 5'3 at the time, and she's full grown, like, model.
She's like 5'9. Yeah, she is like,
she's tall, bro.
She could go get a nigga a rebound.
Bro. Yeah. She is an Amazonian, bro. When you watch Wonder Woman, you see those girls running around? That's her.
Yeah.
Nah.
She was tall.
That was crazy. He was getting his kiss in.
Yeah, on the stairs. Had to sit down.
I can't believe this shit. What the fuck have I got myself into? That was great. That was funny.
That was great. And it's crazy that we actually dated for so long. And you know what's crazy is I told her, I was like, does it bother you that I'm short? She said, no, I'm tall, so like it works out for our kids.
Damn, that's whenever, a good answer. Whenever I would see y'all, I'd be like, good for Tito, bro. There's hope for all of us.
Yeah,
there's
hope for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there's...
See where I am, sure.
I don't care, like... Me, personally, I don't care how beautiful or how tall you are. If I'm attracted to you, I'm going to spit that game.
If I got love who you want to love.
Love who you want to love. Theme of the podcast.
Theme of the pod.
Yeah.
Love who you want to love. It is
what it is. Anybody can get anybody.
Yeah,
I 100% believe that.
No, dead ass. Like 100%. My girlfriend right now, I should not have her. She too fine. I'm sorry.
But y'all give it a little while. Y'all have a lot in common. Yeah.
Yeah,
you do have to play the waiting game.
That's true. That's very true.
What do you mean?
Man,
nothing's forever.
I mean, nah, of course. Yeah, nah. Nah, that's true.
That was wrong.
I'm kidding. Nah, y'all are cute.
Everything can happen. Anything can happen.
I was thinking about it.
What is that?
Just the Chick-fil-A thing.
Oh, I thought it was like a coin. Like a shotgun shell.
That's what I'm going to say.
I'll punch you where your appendix used to be.
Your appendix used to be, bro.
It's a small incision, right?
He's showing us his.
He's showing us his.
There's like three. Look,
one is three. One in my belly button and these two.
He's showing us his holes. Pause.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm mad you lifted up like it was like a gunshot. Like,
yeah. Right? Yeah, that's what I thought.
What? How am I supposed to leave my shirt there?
What's that one?
Don't do it like, this is it.
Yeah.
Do like, I got
appendicitis. Y'all some assholes.
Yeah, lean back a little bit. There's a way to show off your battle wounds.
Yeah. Come on. I will say, when I got out of surgery and I could actually, walk to my car, I was like, damn, I feel like 50 Cent.
My girlfriend
said, shut the fuck up.
He got shot in his face multiple times. I don't think you know how
you, you should tell people you got shot.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a more fun story than I got appendicitis.
Yeah. Fair. It's on a podcast now. Everybody know.
Oh shit! Yeah, all 50 people that listen to this.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate you thinking we doing big things like that. 50?
Hell yeah! Shit, we at 23.
Damn, really? For real?
Honestly, right. No. We at 23.
Adam is one of them. I hope Adam, you're listening.
Yeah, hell yeah! Shout out Adam.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Damn, we started at 70.
No, we didn't. No, we started at 70 listeners, on our intro episode.
Right.
But
It went down from there.
But there was an episode. It was out the cup. It was an out the cut episode that we shot up to like fucking 65.
Oh word! Must have did some pretty good promo for that one.
But as far as continuous listeners, 23.
Hey, shout out to the 23 people. Yeah.
God bless. MJ. So we
for sure.
Stop doing that.
We love
stop.
You.
Stop. I need Tito. Tito's on the podcast.
Can I slap you though? Can I slap
you? Wait, Tito, you speak Arabic too?
I speak a little bit, you know what I'm saying? God. So if any of my Habibtis are out there.
Shut
let me know.
Up, bro. Oh my God.
Let me know.
No way. Bro.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Shout out to Sarah Abdullah, but she taught me a lot of Arabic back in the day. Taught me a lot.
Shouts out to
She took me to her masjid and which is their church. Took me there. Learned a lot, man. Shout out. She did it to professional athletes now. So.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I didn't make the cut. But,
Hey, not yet.
Not yet. I'm not even looking for anything right now.
The contract's coming. I'm definitely looking. So, ladies,
please.
Ah,
it's a good man.
What are the topics? What was the first topic?
The Goku button.
The Goku button.
Yeah. Talk about the A Mike.
Hmm?
I'm finna go get my pizza.
Dead.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically what the Goku button
it's
is.
It's going down here, Malik's A Mike. Shit.
Damn. The Goku button is basically like something, if somebody says something to you, don't matter who it is, it'll piss you off. So Joseph, what is yours?
So I didn't really understand the topic all that well. But my thing is, like, when people whisper, that shit pisses me off. Like, it's like, and it's not, bro, that shit's gotta piss you off. Like, there's no way you're, like, listening to somebody whispering, like, this is okay. Absolutely not, bro.
Not okay.
I mean, when somebody says it to you, like, they insult your character, your family, or.
When people tell me that they're gonna whisper at me, I lose my shit,
though. It's highly offensive. Why can't you talk to me like a regular person?
That's what, and you're just like, oh my God, bro, I can hear your lips smacking and your tongue flapping around inside your mouth. Like, that's fucking gross,
oh
bro.
My God.
I remember there was a commercial for like some kind of medication or some shit like that. It was for like allergies or like for someone who's like got a cold or some shit, right? Mm-hmm. And they were like whispering into the microphone. I'm like, this is killing me, dude. It's like scratching a chalkboard for me.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like, man.
Man, you
come up a whisper in my ear in the club.
I have never heard somebody say something like that. I've never heard somebody say that whispering.
Think about it. Think about next time somebody whispers at you. And they'd be like, how do I feel right now?
I would definitely think of you.
If anything, I'll be frustrated. The fact is like, oh, I have to really listen to you because you're whispering. Not to the point of like, bro, just talk to me like a real person.
Nah, the shit is like, it's the fucking like ASMR type shit that comes along with it. Like the smacking of the lips and the fucking saliva gurgling all in your mouth.
What is that?
Fucking disgusting.
What? That?
Tropical juice, bitch?
Drinking piss.
gotta recycle that shit.
I learned from the best. What's the homeboy's name? The boxer?
Canelo?
No. The nigga who didn't really lose to Mayweather but lost to Mayweather.
Oh,
Pacquiao.
Yeah.
What did he say? There's someone else.
What did he say?
He drinks his piss.
Why?
Huh?
I don't know.
There's actually a lot of health benefits to it. I'm not doing it though.
Well, I think there's a lot of like speculation that there's health benefits to it. Your urine is full of toxins.
Yeah, that's
and only your like body. Yeah, and people were like, "Oh, you get the hydration from it. There's electrolytes. Your body can't use those electrolytes, and the water that's in there is only like 10%, so you don't really get hydrated by it." And people were like, "Oh yeah, you go out like into the wilderness and like you have nothing to drink, like you're like you're dehydrated. You got to drink your piss." Okay, first off, you're not going to piss when you're dehydrated. So throw that into the conversation. Throw that in. You ever watch a movie, someone's drinking their own piss? It's fake. It's not real piss. That's crazy. But yeah, don't drink your piss.
I'm still on the whispering thing, but I'm going to let you have I'm going to think about it next time someone whispers at me.
I'm actually going to think about it.
And I want everyone on the podcast, all 23 of y'all listening, next time somebody whispers at you, fucking think about it. And think about how it makes you feel. Yeah. Like if they're really up in your mouth, like in your ear. And they're just like
weird things up in your mouth.
Yeah, they are up in your.
That's the thing. I'm like, bro, you like you can even hear it like in the little hairs in your ear. You can it's like touching you, and it's like getting all warm and shit. Oh, fuck no, dude.
That's what it is.
That
background. Yeah, the warmth of someone's whisper.
Oh god, fuck! I'll slap the shit out of you, man.
Not so bad. So because I think I've whispered to you several times, like at the cram dinner. Now I'm really apologetic for it.
It's okay. It's if you're like doing it on like. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's so subjective.
Out of spite now.
I can't tell people that shit because I told like some friends that. Now all they do is whisper at me. I fucking get decked like three. No, not really.
His hands are being wrong.
But like GMR says, in my head, I have decked like three of my friends. But in real life, I have not because there's repercussions to hitting people in real life.
Exactly. Negative actions. But sometimes you do need to fight people. Sometimes it needs to happen.
I know what shit you're talking about now. When it came to the positive ass energy from Tito, when you said you're gonna start wearing crop tops,
I'm sorry, Tito. When you sent me a picture of you in a crop top, what was it, Whitney Houston on there?
Yeah,
Whitney Houston. I was like, yo,
what's wrong with?
I'm not gonna lie, that's fire, but I couldn't do it.
I like it.
It takes a certain bit of confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The outfit is not selling your confidence. Your confidence is selling the outfit.
Exactly. Exactly. And I actually, it was weird because I go to Lifetime. Shout out Lifetime. But they, it was late at night, right? And I'm hitting the gym. I'm hitting the weights with my boy Christian. And I had a few people come up to me like, swole ass dudes. Like, oh, I like your shirt. Like, swole, like, manly, like, beards, like, tattoos, like,
hell yeah.
Like, I see him in an alley, I'm walking the other way type stuff. I like that. Like, that's real cool, you know what I'm saying? So, I was like, all right, cool. You know
what I'm saying? Ezekiel Elliott wears crop tops?
Will Smith
wears crop tops?
What's his name? Will Smith? Yeah, on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He's
Shakira. Shakira wears crop tops?
Fucking 90s, bro.
Come on,
but
man.
You got all the 90s style is coming back anyway. It's been coming back.
Yeah.
But
it's true, yeah.
It's true, very true.
What was I going to say? Ah, my Goku button. And y'all gonna make fun of me with this on for real, but I have actually, like, was about to fight somebody for this. But
I feel
it was,
like you have a few.
It was Bryce. I don't know if y'all know Bryce. Bryce. Yeah, shouts out Bryce. It was Bryce, Max, and my boy Simon. And we were all in the room. And this dude, I hate it when people say, damn, Malik, you white. You're not really black. I hate that shit. Real shit, I hate it. I fucking hate it.
Huh? You're white.
You're like, that shit didn't start till I went to Ohio. Yeah. Like, when I went to Ohio, because I wasn't the stereotypical, hey, I listen to rap music 24/7. I'm selling weed all the time.
Don't hoop.
I don't hoop. No, real shit. I don't hoop. I don't play football. I play soccer and stuff like that. So it was like, damn, you like the football. You the what? Yeah.
Nice.
Knowledgeable. I like it. It's like. It was like, bro, he's like, they would say you're the whitest black dude I've ever, like, met. And I fucking hated it. And it was like, oh, you talk correctly. You don't slur your words. Like, I'm sorry that I can,
that's fucked up.
Like, I'm sorry that I can talk properly and I don't have to slur and use slang 24/7. I'm sorry. Like, kiss my ass. I'm sorry. I'm going to come out with a degree and you're going to be sitting here.
I'm going to say it like this, though, like. That is so common up north.
Yeah.
Like, up north is, like, a lot more... I don't want to say... racist, you know what I'm
saying? I didn't...
What's the right word? It's like...
Their social experiences are more limited. Far as, like, their cultural experiences, I guess you could say.
There's a word. I forgot what it's...
You're talking about up north, like, when you were in New York?
No, not New York. Midwest, like flyover states.
Yeah.
Like flyover states are just a little bit more isolated.
Ohio, Indiana, Montana, Wyoming.
Because we got to think about like Dallas, like DFW, there's like, 8 million people in all of DFW, which is more than like a lot of the states in the United States. Yeah, and so like you get a bigger pool, like a bigger population of like different cultures. And so like we're sort of like us, especially going to North, it was like we had a little bit of everything. You know, we had a parade for the cultures.
I didn't get that until here. I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't get that comment until I went to Ohio. That shit pissed me off.
What is it?
Real?
Yeah, no, it pisses me off.
I guess you wouldn't.
What pisses you off?
Like, the whole, you're the whitest black dude I've met. Shit pisses me the fuck off.
I mean, it's ignorant, you know what I'm saying?
That is literally the one thing I hate. If you say something about my mom and stuff like that, yeah, of course. But, that's something that I will get up and I will lie, bet, let's fight.
I mean, it's a jab at a race, you know? It's like saying like, oh, like black people shouldn't be this educated.
That's also just like such a narrow mindset too. Yeah. It's like, really, man? Like you're gonna like, first off, you had to like think about it and like in your consciousness you were like, yeah, this is okay to say.
Yeah.
Like he won't take it the wrong way. And then you go and say it and it's like, okay, did you really need to say that?
See, and I don't know, man. Because if you look at his school though, it's so isolated. Like Ohio's already kinda isolated. I'm saying like you don't see a lot of like diversity unless you're in the inner city. Like,
it's Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, and then everything else is like small towns.
Yeah, dude, we went to a haunted house. We drove like an hour and a half just to get there. It's so far out, and like we were just passing like crops and like
corn
fields. Like, oh my
God, baby.
When y'all went to BG, hour away.
Oh my goodness, yo, that was kind of fun. That was a good night.
BG's fun. That was a good night. BG is fun.
Tito, what's your go button?
I don't know, man. It would have to be something about my mom. That's like,
or if somebody spit in your face.
I could have. I think
that's anybody's.
I was gonna say. I think that's everybody's.
Yeah, but I feel like I could have Jesus Christ in right next to me. If someone says something about my mom, I'm gonna just have to kill him right there.
Air that bitch out. Close your eyes and start spraying.
Yeah, just.
I'm talking about your mama right now.
Stop.
you're gonna bring Tito out.
Something. Or multiple things will get thrown. I wouldn't even take it.
These hands being one of them.
But I feel like if you're saying that, you're saying it just to push a button. You know what I'm saying? It's not with like malicious intent or anything.
It's like, I know you, so I know you're just trying to do that to get under my skin. But if I don't know you.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm still going to check you. All right, Ethan, what's your Goku button?
Tito, mama.
Oh my God. Tito, don't let him, bro. Geomar, stay in the light. Geomar, stay in the light. Don't let Tito take over.
So good, I love you.
That movie Split was about Tito.
That's what I was referencing.
Yeah. Nice, yeah.
Don't let Tito into the light.
Yeah, Tito.
I'm not gonna.
Don't let him. Eason's toxic,
bro. What's his name? He Tom from the Boondocks.
Why is he Tom from the Boondocks?
Because right now he's Tom. Tito was.
Nigga, you gotta explain the joke. Ass. Get out of here.
If you gotta explain, it's not a good joke.
Tito is Stink Meaner. Tom is Geomar.
Okay. All right.
I hate y'all. Yeah, I know. I hate y'all. Whatever. It's trash now.
Hey, we miss you, bro. Hey.
Got him.
Zing.
God damn it.
Listen. Oh, but my my Goku button would be when people say pathetic, like call me pathetic. Pathetic is my trigger word. Huh.
Really?
If I would hear pathetic, I'd this.
Okay. Like just in general use or like directed towards you?
Directed towards me.
Okay.
Yeah, like if I'm ever called pathetic, like I'm gonna like get either verbally aggressive or physically aggressive, because like ain't no realm I'm pathetic in. There's no variation of me in any parallel universe pathetic. Bitch,
chill out, man. You said you wanted Tito. What do you want?
This whole podcast has been Tito and Ethan sitting on there slapping each other's muscles.
I just want to let you know, dog. You're trying to be positive. I'm not. You fuck with me, I'll knock you out. I'll punch you. I'll slap.
Eating that.
Oh my god, bro.
I just want to hit you in the forehead. We're
trying. I'll smoke both of y'all. Yeah, I mean, I guess there's a couple of things I think everybody would have a Goku button about, like racist comments.
Facts.
Stereotypical comments.
Yeah.
Ignorance. You know, things like that.
I didn't know it was my trigger word until, like, I think I was hooping. I was hooping and like I missed like two shots, and like the dude that was guarding me, he called me pathetic, and I was like
elbow in the lane,
fam. No, that's when I realized I was actually strong for a little dude, like, because yeah, this was like that. High school, like,
yeah. I feel like that would heat me up too,
fam. I was running through niggas, like, pause. And screaming and one. Yeah,
pause.
Yeah, all right, pause. But yeah, that's crazy. Right, you got me. Hey, that was a good one.
Put your hand down. Screw you.
That's what I'm talking about, Tito.
Hey, positive.
Positive.
Hey, Geomar is in the light, bro. Geomar is definitely in the light. Tito ain't coming back anytime
right.
soon.
Oh, man. I'm talking about his mama.
I love you.
I know where your mama lives.
Geomar's in the light.
I'm glad that you know where I live.
Bro, I'm so confused by this line of conversation.
This man is crazy.
I would have never thought this would have been the way we conduct ourselves.
What's wrong with you, man?
What's wrong with your mom?
These guys.
Geomar's in the light. Tito's pulling up.
Hey, I'm getting my license to carry. Summer 5th.
Hell yeah. Stay strapped. Keep that
on me. Speaking. Nah, I can't transition. I'm not the. Don't put me on an island. I'm sorry.
What are you trying to transition to? I got you.
After election tomfoolery.
All right. So, speaking of license to carry, I heard there was supposed to be a war going on. You know, whole lot of weaponry, whole lot of straps, whole lot of gats.
I hope not.
What have y'all seen, like, after on social media? In the streets, in the city, and stuff like that after the election, because being in a small rural ass town, you see some crazy shit.
I haven't really seen anything, but here's the thing: the media controls what you see.
That's
you know?
True too. Yeah.
So it's like when you got to think about it. When George Floyd died, yeah, a lot of that was in the media, right?
Yeah.
I think 2 weeks after, they were still doing protests and things like that, but none of it was in the media. Right, so people thought that had ended and whatnot, but I mean, I really haven't seen anything. I saw that big, what was it, that million MAGA march or whatever, something like that.
Yeah,
wasn't a million.
Wasn't a million. Yeah. Oh my god,
man, I do not believe in the political system anymore. Because this, I'm gonna say it like this: when Obama was in office, he was in office for 8 years, right? Had a lot of policies. Whether or not you agree with him, he had a lot of policies that he implemented. When Trump came into office, he undid a lot of those policies, right?
Right.
Biden has already said he's going to come in and undo all of Trump's policies. So it's like, what is even happening? It's just a lot of undoing. You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing's really being done.
There's no forward movement.
Exactly.
At all.
So it's like, like you said, there's no progression. There's nothing like that. So I think that the political system personally is a scam. I still think it's important to vote, like, in your local, communities and things like that, because you do see a change there. But at the grand
federal level.
Unless you live in Arlington, because they've been doing construction on Arkansas for the past 9 years. They ain't fixed that shit. That's trash.
Nothing gonna change that.
And these highways and toll. Yo, fuck tolls.
Bro.
That's well.
I don't pay tolls anywhere.
Like the toll tag?
I don't.
There's not a toll tag coming from or a tollway coming. Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is. That's all good here.
That, your mom pays it. Yeah, somebody pays it.
I was gonna say, it goes to somebody.
It goes to your address.
Wow, look at the wealth.
You got bills you don't even need to worry about.
I don't even pay them.
I don't even pay them.
I pay them, but I don't even know I'm paying them. Yeah, that's
man here. Nah, but being in Tiffin with all this stuff, I went to work one morning. Go to Kroger. I got to open up the doors and whatnot. When I come out to make sure that the lot is cleared, I see 3 trucks, all with Trump flags, and one had a Nazi flag. So then I go back into I talk to my boss. I was like, hey. And my boss, he's gay. I was like, hey. And I'm jokingly saying this because they need people to work. Hey, can I get the rest of the week off? It's election week. He was like, why? I was like, go look outside. Goes and looks outside. He was like, yeah, had the rest of the week off. And I'm going to take a vacation week too because, well, we don't know what's going to happen. I was like, sweet. Went home, went to sleep. Once it hit 10 o'clock every night, I was in my room. I couldn't deal with it. Actually, one of my roommates, she put a Biden sign outside our door. I would say 80% of Tiffin is Trumpies. So Biden won. And I straight up put in our chat. I was like, hey, Biden just won. Can we take the Biden sign down? The other two roommates were like, yeah, of course. Like, we understand why.
Because you support change rather than just being on someone's team, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I had to think about it. I'm sorry. So
I don't voice my own opinion.
One of the roommates, she was like, why? I was like, what do you mean? There are some crazy people out here. We don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to provoke anybody because at this point, they're not giving a fuck about what they do or who they do it to. And she was like, well, fuck them. It don't matter. And I straight up, I got angry. I was like, I texted her back. I was like, look, you can have that mentality as a white woman in this town. I can't have that mentality as a 23-year-old black man.
You thinking about men.
In a room.
I'm so sorry.
What does that have to do with you? You just fucked it up.
I'm concerned about my safety. What do you think about men? Wow.
As a 23-year-old black man, I can't have that mentality. Like, I got to make sure that I got to look over my shoulder when I go out to my car at night or early in the morning. Because shit don't happen. I'm right next to a train, railroad tracks. If a train go by, you ain't going to hear nobody scream. You ain't going to hear when I ask for help. All you're going to hear is that train. So I'm just like, no, I need my well-being to be okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real thing. I mean, I think my whole thing is like, you know, regardless of what you believe in, we live in a country that is structured and has laws, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you wanted Trump to win and he lost, okay, he lost. Take it on the chin. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
that's what you should do.
That's what you should do. But a lot of people, I feel like a lot of people have their personalities built through Trump, which is not only strange, but I feel like it's the first time we ever saw that. You know, because like, think about with Obama, like, first black president, people loved him because he was, you know, the first black president, right? Which was amazing. But they weren't living through
and made healthcare like easily accessible.
And it's just weird to me, you know, people
look idolize at Trump as a false god.
I think it doesn't even stop at the actual person. It's more of like the political party that they identify with, right? Because I feel like a lot of people, when they like say they're Republican, they may not necessarily agree with everything that Trump may do, or like his policies, or where he is like in his actual personal life or in the media.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's running as a Republican is what tells him, like, I would rather vote for a guy like him before I ever vote Democratic, right? Exactly. So, and it's people's choice. I mean, that's the thing that makes this country so beautiful, right? You have the option to vote however you want. You can think however you want.
Exactly.
But, again, like, you can't have it both ways. If you have a certain opinion and it's an opinion that the majority of a community doesn't agree with, there will be repercussions. Yeah. And there's different intensities of those repercussions. Like, yeah, if you, you know, are biased against a certain race, or you're biased against a certain community or stereotype or whatever, there's going to be repercussions. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you're able to believe whatever you want here, yeah, but if you still believe we should be living like we were like in the 1800s, 1900s, you know, where we were all segregated and stuff like that, like, there's going to be repercussions for that. So you can't just, right, you can't piggyback on the fact this is a free country. There is free speech, but there's also, you know, consequences to what you're,
yeah,
you say.
Yeah, there's limitations and everything.
Yeah, I think when it comes to, like, when it comes to free speech, if it incites violence or just pandemonium, it's no longer like free, right, speech. It's like attempted to,
yeah, it's like a hostile intent.
Well, yeah, it's, well, it's, it could be hate speech. It could be, you know, promotion of violence. It could be a lot of different things. Yeah.
Right. Do y'all think if Trump would have won, it would have, like, would anything have happened?
I don't know.
Okay. I just always, I'm
just, yeah.
There'd have been anything, a lot more videos of people crying, though.
Yeah.
I ain't seen that one video of nobody crying that was a Trump supporter, to be honest.
Because it's so. You said you haven't?
I haven't.
I have. It's just funny.
Yeah.
You need to go on TikTok.
Twitter, yeah, something.
Oh, liberal tears. fucking cocksucker. Look at,
bro,
you.
That's
I mean, damn. Oh, I mean, dang. You know, liberals is cocksuckers too.
You're really giving yourself away here.
Yeah, no.
Wow. Look, 24 viewers. Liberal. 18 viewers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I play the fence, man. Libertarian cocksuckers, y'all.
We all cocksuckers. He's making it worse for himself. 16 viewers now.
Who's there out here sucking so much cock?
Yeah, who is that? 469. Put my number out.
Oh, you about to put my number out?
I was going
to
put my number out.
Oh,
wow. Okay. Do that. Okay.
We both start with 469.
I'm 469 too.
Oh.
Hey, all right, get in here. You, what about you?
You ain't got no appendix either.
Bro,
you ain't got no fucking appendix either.
Is that going to be the running joke for the week?
We got an appendix, right? Yeah.
You know what? Like I said, I don't put this on nobody, but I hope y'all feel the pain that I did. I hope y'all don't die, but I hope y'all feel that pain.
I don't put this on nobody, but I'm putting it on you, you, and you.
That's rude, bro.
Gotta love it, man. Just gotta love it.
I got my battles I fight with every day.
This man is sick.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that I found was really interesting. Since we're talking about the government and things like that, Jeff Bezos has a $600 million contract with the CIA. And it's Amazon that has the contract, technically. Right? And Jeff Bezos sits on the board of the Pentagon.
Are you for real?
What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean?
I think maybe being the owner of, like, the largest distributor in America.
America, in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and so, and if you look at, like, what's happening with Google, I mean, I work for Apple, so I'm like,
yeah,
fuck Google.
I look at this, fuck Google, right?
That's the energy I like, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, smoke Google. Yeah. They all cocksuckers over here.
Cocksucking ass Google.
Yeah, man, oh, that's sick. But dude, like, they're dividing Google because it's so powerful.
Fuck Bing on top of that.
But they're not dividing Amazon.
Who the fuck uses Bing?
That's my thing, bro. Other search engines came in so weak when Google came out, too. Dude. Like, Bing? Who's using Bing, bro? Firefox? Who's using that shit?
Oh, bro. Shouts out to Ask Jeeves, though. He was holding it down before Google.
Who?
Ask Jeeves? Ask Jeeves? Damn, I just showed my age.
We used to do Ask Jeeves. My age is showing.
I was there when the internet was invented.
Wait, what?
Bro.
Fuck, I was.
I know you remember Ask Jeeves, man. You don't? Damn.
I wish I did. But Google has their own, like,
I'll stop being
cellular
old
network now.
Yeah, really?
Like, data plan.
Dude,
yeah,
they got everything. But if you really read into it, they have, like, their own, like, security counseling. They have all kinds of just,
have
like,
everything.
Political policies. Yeah, it's
have
ridiculous,
their own,
bro,
email server. Like,
I knew that, but so I didn't know that they had their own.
They are
probably the most capable of, like, turning into their own, like, form of government or,
yeah,
like, community if they 100%. Wanted to.
They could literally hold the United States at ransom with, like, just the information.
Probably true, bro. That's probably why America pays them so much.
Google, yeah. Bro, they, yeah. You didn't hear what, what's his name, Tesla dude?
Dang. I don't
Eli
Musk. Elon
Musk. Musk, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Elon he Musk. Was like, I'm scared of one company in this world, Google. He owns like the richest company in the world. One of them, Tesla. He's like, I'm scared of Google.
Fuck.
What is the, what, where does it, I know we're running out of time, but where does that whole, what is it called? Black market come in? Not the black market. It's called a black market. No, dark web. Sorry.
Dark web? I mean, that's just, there's no rules there, basically.
If y'all can't hear this pod, it's because I wasn't doing a good job of letting them know to get closer to the mic.
I'll enhance it.
We'll mix it later.
All right, bet.
On the dark web.
Because I heard it. Whoa.
We're looking for a mixer.
So hold on. So if you go on Google, you go on Google and type in the dark web, will you go to the dark web, or does the dark web have its own mic?
No, you have to have, so it's like an untraceable IP server itself. Like, so anything you do on there can't be traced by anybody.
Well,
or at least by the people who are using that server, right? But it's also just like encrypted, so it's all always changing or something.
I was about to say, don't you have to have a VPN that always changes?
Yeah, so what the VPN does is that it continuously mixes up your IP address, because that's how you can get tracked. So like, that's how, like, your IP address literally is your address in the internet, right?
Yeah.
And so a VPN just randomizes an IP address so that you can't be tracked. If you're, you could access technically the dark web via the internet, but if you did it, you would have like the CIA or the FBI at your door, like within minutes. So that's why people use a VPN, so they can't be traced. Plus, it's such a, like, when you're using a VPN, man, it's gonna be really technical, but there's like levels of VPNs, right? You have to use a really strong VPN, and it can literally melt your phone because of how hard your phone's gonna be working. Like,
it's a business. It's like, like, nowadays there's like actual companies that will like sell you a subscription-based VPN encryptor, so you can like not get tracked by like stores that are looking for your information or people that may be looking for you and stuff like that. Like, it's very private, so you can keep your privacy. But
it's legal.
Definitely is legal. It's not illegal to change your VPN.
But see, it's really hard. The Apple just released an update where you need to have like a super strong VPN, like, in order for it to work. If you have like a shitty ass VPN, which I don't know. But you need a, VPNs are really, it's for security, basically. Right. So, I like them, but I don't use them.
I used to use them shits when I was at North Hills, when I was working there.
What would you use at school?
I used to.
Like, wait, you use VPNs or the dark web?
Some weird shit on the, on the school Wi-Fi.
I was looking at some weird shit after hours, though, because, like, there had been plenty of times I had, like, went to the strip club, and then, like, you know, I was down the street from the school. It's easier to just sleep at the school rather than go home drunk and then
try wait a minute. Time out. You slept at the school?
That's the kids, nigga, man.
Multiple, why wouldn't you, bro?
Multiple times.
Yeah. Like, in your car or in the school?
Nigga, in my office.
That's how he know he's fortunate.
Right?
You ain't gotta sleep in a public place.
No. Wait, screw you. I mean, like, you talking about that office that was in the new building?
Yeah.
You got a bed in there?
Nigga, put them chairs together, nigga.
Chairs together and just
rough it.
Nigga don't know about struggle.
Wait, hold on. Which strip? Okay, y'all not finna. All right, y'all not finna come at me like this.
Indoor pool, outdoor pool.
We're not gonna start this again.
You have an indoor pool?
No, I don't.
Yes. Okay.
No, I don't.
He's got a jacuzzi. Indoors? Inside.
It's a bathtub that has jets.
Have you seen his house?
I've never been to Malik's house.
Chandelier big as my motherfucking room.
No, it's not.
You walk in and there's a massive staircase. Like a spiral staircase.
He's got two sets of staircases.
Yeah.
You're the prom picture house.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it.
He got a movie room. They have like four guest bedrooms for God knows why. I don't even think you've used all of them.
We have three.
Oh, my bad.
Balcony. How dare you?
How dare you, bro?
The nerve.
He's got a kitchen upstairs.
It's not a kitchen.
Oh, yes.
It's not a kitchen.
Stop capping,
it's
nigga.
It's not a kitchen. It's not a kitchen.
Oh, my God.
It's a sink and a mini fridge.
It's not a mini fridge.
It is a mini fridge.
It's a full size.
No, it's not.
Man, your shit is a mini fridge.
The fridge is taller than Tito.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It is not a full size fridge.
So if we should go to
Malik's house.
Plus,
right?
That's a mini fridge.
Do you live in a gated community?
No.
Okay.
I do not.
Do you have a gate around your house?
No.
It's a mountain next to his house.
It's not a mountain. Oh. It's a hill, but that's the gated community.
It's a hill. It's a hill that you can't look over.
Yeah, it's a
I don't know what to think.
DJ Bebe lives at the top of the mountain.
What?
My God.
That's the gated community.
Somebody signed the Maybach Music is fucking 100 yards from you. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Eric Badu lives in the neighborhood.
Now you just digging yourself home.
I'm just telling you.
Bruh,
what the fuck? I
might break in. Eric, don't say that. Please don't. Please don't. Eric Badu.
The views of Tito.
And
GMR
do not convey the views of Indocup podcast members.
Point me towards
you know who
crib.
David Mann is?
No.
You ever watched Madea, any Madea movies?
Yeah.
Mr. Brown.
Oh, okay. Oh, what?
Yeah.
What? Mr. Brown was in your neighborhood? What?
And Tamala Man.
And you got to
Cora. And you got to. Because they're married.
You got to drive past two lakes to get to his house.
I don't even know why I'm paying for
college. No! I don't even have me. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even have me. No. I have loans like a normal person.
Nah, that nigga flexed his money. Didn't he just flex? He flexed his money earlier today, didn't he?
He did, bro.
But that's because you were making fun of the shoes that I bought.
Oh, yeah, this nigga got Mikey's. Look.
Bro, I compliment his shit, and he goes, they're fake.
Like, you had to tell me that shit.
Look at you.
They're fake.
He got some phobies on.
Yeah, they fake.
Yeah, bro, no.
Nah, real life, they fake.
Then those, those are Reeboks.
What the hell is this tag?
Bro,
I don't know.
Bro, is the serial number on that one?
Yeah.
Look at that shit, man.
Yo,
they didn't even put a tag.
But
he got some.
But it says fashion. That's what
does
me the most.
It does indeed say fashion on the shoe.
He got some green, white, and gold fucking
the Mardi Gras
Versaces.
Oh,
no, Versaces.
No,
I gotta send this to my boy Gabe. He is going to
chill out. Chill out. Take them shits off. Take them shits off. Nah, chill out. Cause Gabe gonna flame the shit out of me.
He got some coochies on.
He got some coochies on.
Oh my God.
Chill out, bro.
Hell no, bro. I can't believe you pulled up in this place like that.
What? Bro, they fake. They comfortable. I don't give a shit. I'm not a sneakerhead. Like, if they comfortable, they look nice, I'm gonna buy them.
But that's the thing, though. They don't look
Why
nice.
Why do they have a motherfucking Nike swoosh on them? That's my only
It's
question.
A hidden swoosh, bro. It's like you can't tell if it's Nike or Reebok.
Fact.
Or like Puma. Yeah, it's trying so hard, bro. It says sport on it.
Oh my.
Facts. Like I said, they're comfortable.
Niggas. What is that stitched? Is that the, like, barcode?
Chill out.
Oh, Tony, bro. Hell no.
Chill out. No.
Ladies, I wear actual brand name shoes.
Yeah.
So do I, but I thought these were just cool.
Nigga,
yeah,
what brand is that?
It's called fashion.
I hate
nigga wear fashion
shit
shoes.
Shit ain't even launched yet, bro.
Nigga
ain't even launched.
I hate samples. Oh, my God.
DJ Bebe gave them shoes. Oh, my.
That is so crazy.
Oh my God.
I cannot believe I walked in here and didn't even see that.
Here's the thing,
of
though.
All people. I'm a sneakerhead.
I fucking hate you.
LaFlop James. He got the
LaFlop James.
I hate
you. Oh my God.
I hate you.
Nigga.
All your fashion. I do nothing but support you. I do nothing but support you and everything you do.
Just imagine
like
if some. All right, for the listeners, just imagine if someone made Pumas out of Play-Doh. That's what his shoes look like.
They look like. They look like Pumas that
he got paper mache Pumas on.
You got the paper, yeah.
That is
the
craziest thing I've seen in a minute.
Hey, man.
Where do you even find that?
He got basketball bowling shoes on.
Google fashion shoes.
Fashionable shoes.
He
gave fashion shoes.
She just said fashion on
the side.
But he was trying to come with some drip. And he was trying to run the track afterward. Fashion sport.
Oh,
he got the track spikes on the bottom.
He had a fucking waffle ring right
on the bottom, bro. It was,
he got waffle irons on the fucking bottom.
Look at them shits, bro.
Oh,
give my shoes back, man.
We got leather,
like I said, they comfortable. I don't give a fuck.
You got
what Joseph said in the last podcast, I don't go to a black school.
Whoever sold you those needs to be arrested.
Immediately, bro.
Immediately.
Under the tech? Like,
no, it just keeps going. It stops. It just keeps going.
It That's stops. Crazy.
Who knows, bro?
My nigga
don't
got
walk that. On the sand because we'll know where you're at.
Bro, is the barcode on the shoe? And
That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro. They just scan that shit. There's no tag.
Yes,
there's no box. You give them the box. They take the shoes out. Yeah, let me. All right. $39.27.
Nah, that'll be $12.95. Somewhere. Yeah.
Who had the barcode on the back of their neck?
Hitman.
Was that Riddick or something? Oh, Hitman. You got the Hitman.
He had it on the back of his head.
Agent 47.
Got the Agent 47s.
No,
I'm done. Nah, yo, y'all kind of
the African colorway.
Like a real size. The Agent 47s.
They got, oh
nah,
shit!
No.
So what? Bro,
they just one size called, fits all.
It's Yo. Called it's an app called Shin, and they're good for their clothes, but all their shoes are fake.
It's called. I'm so mad because he's the one who sent me that app. He said, "Bro, I think you would like this shit."
I never sent my
I
shoes.
Never
from
opened it.
It.
I never opened it because I don't take his opinion.
Talking about you act like okay. Besides this one time, this you act like I don't know how to dress,
Malik. These are. Fakes, like,
and I know
these are pathetic, bro. They're pathetic.
I'm out of here. I cannot. I don't even know what to think shit. Right now,
bro. Like I said, I need
it. I'm gonna show you the shoe that it's copying.
I know the shoe that it's copying.
I'm gonna show you the shoe that it's
copying. I know the shoe that it's copying, but I'm on a Kroger salary and I needed some shoes.
See now you
now you now
you want to play broke. You was playing rich not fucking 30 minutes ago.
Nigga, I don't have broke, my parents' money. I got my money.
Nigga, you ain't got no money with them shoes.
You pay. That's the kind of shoe they charge you like an abstract.
Oh my god!
Like, they, with the double swoosh, the double.
He got the. Oh
hell
my
yeah,
god.
Bro! What the?
He got.
Oh my god!
He got the
look, down to the bottoms, the waffle studs, man. What the hell? Yo,
bro, we are terrible.
Someone,
I get back. I guess I'm everybody punching bag.
Someone needs to be arrested effectively.
You know what? Just because of that, I'm throwing these away. I can't wear these around y'all no more.
Can I at least take a video before you throw them away?
No.
Let them throw them away.
Bro,
these
away.
Are the kind of shoes that they charge you like an abstract amount of money, like in euros.
How much did you pay for these?
$20.
I could have found you better Nike shoes for $15.
Not the Mikeys.
Not whatever the fucking fashion sports are.
Oh my God.
$15.
Oh my god, color wave. Oh my god.
That is the craziest thing I've seen. Oh, fucking. Yo. Can you send me the link to my
I will be honest with you now.
Hey, the picture, hey, the fucking promo for this pod is just gonna be a picture of these fucking shoes, dog. Let it
it's go. Gonna be that video so of those crazy. African guys with the casket on their shoulders.
Oh my. With them shoes. Oh my gosh.
Oh my
god. Oh, we missed you, bro.
Nah, fuck
man.
Y'all. This is the back party.
Here's the point I want to make, though.
How do I spell it?
Here, I got you.
S E H E I.
Here, it's right here.
This right.
But let me tell you what. Malik is the only man in this group who has a female companion.
Yes.
Thank you, Joseph.
So, what are we doing wrong?
By choice.
I'm single by choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Just not my choice.
Yeah. I feel that. But if you look at the app,
no, look, their shoes
women's
are
women's clothing and fashion.
Malik,
you wearing the lady Mikey's,
bitch,
the Michelle's.
The shoe, look, like I said, their shoes are all fake. So I went out on a limb because their clothes are nice.
That's crazy, rocking Obama's.
But is it? But it's their brand, right?
It's their brand.
It's she and in.
He got the Fifers. He got the fucking Fifers on. The Michelle Fifers.
What
fuck?
Oh shit.
Oh my
God. I hate you.
Can I please see
it? No. You taking a video of it right now.
Exactly. I just
Post that anywhere, that's fucked up.
I'm not gonna post that anywhere. I need to show Gabe.
No!
He needs to see what
that's
you...
even worse.
Nigga.
Let me just see him.
No.
Hey, the Michelle Obamas.
No, real talk. Send it to him real quick and that way we can put him on Facebook.
No, don't send that to him.
Dog, these feel like they're broken. They have like no support.
They don't. That's why they were $20.
Oh my God.
You advocating for real. This nigga's just trying to walk around barefoot.
It says 44 on the bottom, dog.
44?
That's a European size. European size, yeah.
But like,
oh my God. I can't even believe.
Apparently not. Got
the waffle iron. Waffle iron on the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Just in case you need to make something real quick.
Oh, what is that yellow? Though, if we could explain these shoes to you, we would, but we just can't.
Got the golden rod tip. Yellow. The golden rod tip with
yeah. If you could take if you could take a waffle iron and stick a shitty foam rubber sole on top of it, and then tie in some fucking fabrics from some third world country. It's Shein, dude.
No, the actual shoe.
Actual shoe.
Nike Sakai. Nike Sakai, this colorway, the green Gusto Sakai LD1.
If you find these on the app, though, they just say.
Y'all heard that right? Say that again for the people. That way, if they want to see what the shoe's supposed to look like.
It's the Nike Sakai LD Waffle Green Gusto. Man, that is.
If you're looking for this exact pair. They're just called shoe. It's just shoe on the Shein app.
What did you even look up to find? You
know what's shoe, funny? Bro. No, dead ass. I went back to my life.
App. Oh my God, they have Huaraches on this bitch.
Fake ones.
Oh my God.
I told you, all their shoes are fake.
No Nike swoosh.
All their shoes are fake.
Bro, yeah, it says lace up decor minimalist chunky sneaker.
Oh my God.
They're all
my
fake.
My guy. You can finance these shits. 624 payments at 625. If you can't buy these pieces of shit the first time, just don't even.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You shouldn't be asking for a payment plan.
Fucking Afterpay.
Oh my gosh.
Were you able to find those Kobe's?
Nah, bro. Not that color.
Well, no, I don't care about the color.
You don't care
about
the color?
Oh, nigga, I just want some.
What size are you?
11.
11?
Yeah, 11 and a half.
Okay. And they got nice shirts. They got. Don't fuck the whole app. Just fuck the shoes.
No, fuck the shoes and
shoes and whatever the fuck you.
Yeah.
And wherever you got them from.
So if you gather anything from this podcast today, it's that Shein app might be good for some people if you on a budget.
They're good for clothes. That's it.
Man, find out for yourself.
To go out of your way and buy some Mikeys, some Michelles, some Obamas.
They're cheap, but it's gonna cost you too.
Yeah, your dignity apparently can't wear shit around y'all.
Yeah, I don't even know what to type in to find that shit. Like,
just type in
fashion shoe.
Fashion shoe.
Fashion sports. There you go.
I went back on my life.
Them shits are gonna pop up.
No,
I went back on the whatchamacallit.
Oh, that shoe looked like it would have been near that in the same realm. Look, yeah, that shoe right there.
This is different. It's different.
Those are stylish.
I mean, but I'm saying it's like.
Oh my gosh.
Well.
Fuck, my head hurt because I was laughing so much. Hey. God damn.
I fucking hate you.
You're a poor fool.
I'm going to get you back before this week is done. Fuck you.
Hey, for content, do whatever you got to do.
Fuck you.
But damn. Yo, shoes giving me a headache. I need Tylenol.
has your girl seen those? Has your girl seen those?
Bro. She's the one who put me on the app.
Oh my
God. I don't think she wanted you to buy shoes, dog.
He needs to leave.
Like I said, she good. She is the Shein is good for clothes. I went on a limb and bought the shoes. Apparently, that limb needs to be cut off.
Yeah, no. Break that motherfucker. That's bad for the tree, but fuck it.
Put your lip on that shit and jump.
Oh my gosh. They got the fake forces, bruh.
Ooh, what is... Ooh.
I can't even click it, though. This product does not exist. Oh my God.
What would a fake force be? Inertia?
Inertias.
Fuck it.
Yo.
Oh my God. Inertia.
Got some fucking inertias.
Oh, shit.
Well,
that's going over heads.
If Malik is not on the podcast next week, you know why.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
he will have isolated himself from us.
Jesus Christ, that was funny. My head hurt, man. All right, well, I guess it's been an hour and 18 minutes, so. So, Tito, where can we find you at?
Instagram, GIOMARSAJCHE. Find me on Instagram. Go ahead and like all my pictures. I will not respond to any DMs. Unless you're bad. I'm just kidding, I won't. I definitely won't. But, yeah, that's where you can find me.
You gotta be over 5'6".
You can be any height. I do not discriminate.
I just want to see Tito with another talk chick again. Yeah.
I'll whatever, shit a brick.
Whatever I'll God has brick. In store. Oh, whatever God got in store. Oh, my God. They got the fake Vans, bro.
Shit. What's SUVs?
Look at that shit.
Right, got some SUVs?
When you click it, oops, sorry.
we don't sell that car no more.
Probably got sued because...
Sorry, this product has sold out. Yeah, that's bullshit.
Oh, that's cat.
What do the reviews say?
They're all in Spanish. Oh my God, my people. What are they doing on this? I am disappointed.
Bro, look, this man bought in bulk too. That's why they're all sold out.
I'm done. We're good. I guess we're doing all this in a week.
Oh,
we're gonna dog on me for the whole day. I hope the rest of this, when Eric gets on the podcast, we can dog on him. Please.
Absolutely.
Okay. You don't mind coming back, do you?
Absolutely not. I'll be back.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Adam, I'm doing it for you.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Shouts out to Adam, man.
Malik, where can we find you at?
Apparently under a fucking rock.
Yeah, because you don't know what the fuck going on, dog. You went to goddamn Mikey's. But yeah, let them know, man. Just, you know.
No, don't find me nowhere.
At Simba 2.0. At Simba _ 2.0.
Yeah, if you can find
it's one of those.
If you can find Malik's Instagram, I will tag him in these shoes. So you can see
nigga,
what the
just
fuck
post
you.
The goddamn shoe.
Yeah,
nigga.
Post no,
at, I'm just at Malik.
If you want to go see the shoes.
The Twitter be going ham.
Yeah, I won't post it on Twitter.
Don't post it nowhere!
You what?
Bro,
no,
you get torn.
No,
absolutely torn apart on Twitter.
Look, it's for the pod.
On my life, if that goes out, if that goes out, I'm fucking all of y'all up on the media.
But well, you ain't finna do it in real life because you know I got the shooter.
Right. I'm here
and the hands.
You know what I'm saying?
And the hands.
Do it all on media.
And he's on a second story, so you can't drive the Jeep through it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
can't even fuck me up. Man, and I got the 380 behind me. What's happening?
That's all right. I slashed through your tire so you don't get the insurance.
That's the work truck.
Yeah. Hey, good thing I got another whip. You feel me?
I didn't say just on one car.
I got multiple whips, man.
That's okay.
But yeah, Joe, where can we find you at?
Find me at JoeVasquez23, as per usual, on the Instagram. On Xbox. The Swaggy J123. I play FIFA. I play Call of Duty. I play Halo. I play whatever you want to play. Right. And then on Hinge, ladies, hey. I'm also on Hinge. So 6'3", speak a couple languages, future doctor. You know what I mean? So I got that Latin blood in me too.
White Benz.
White Benz. Yeah, thanks for the plug in there. Nah,
future doctor.
Yeah.
Hey, light work. I feel it.
Yeah, you know.
And you can catch me on Snapchat. Roasting Malik's
till the end of time.
The Waffle House Fours.
Bro, they got that Concorde on here. Look at what that is—a Jordan
God
11.
Damn.
No shame. That's look at that.
Hell no,
that is
bro.
No shame.
Them shit's wavy as fuck.
Product sold out. That shit is sold out.
Damn. What Jordan? Jordan. Damn. There's another Jordan. That's not Michael.
This is a Nike
Dan one?
No.
Michael B. Jordan?
No. Yeah, it got some Michael B. Jordans. There we go.
Yeah.
Michael
look.
B. Jordans.
This is a Nike shoe too, right? It says Fashion 2.
Oh, damn. They got the sequel?
The Fashion 2s.
That shit is crazy.
The Fashion Stompers.
Oh my God. Hey, it's Javier. Get by on all social media platforms. Javier the Hefe on Xbox if you want to smoke. And fucking like my shit on Twitter. I'm too fucking creative, and I blew up. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I won't remember y'all at the top.
Tito, I fucking hate you.
Okay. I need to see what Gabe said.
Nah.
Oh, I didn't even send it to him.
Eric would say, bitch.